Shut up and sit down.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back once again to Vicious Rants. And of course, I am your host, Mr. Main Event himself, the often imitated, never duplicated superstar, Tim Vicious M. Folks, we are going to go over Raw. So it was in Kansas City, Missouri. I will say this, I was a little disappointed that they did not make any KC barbecue jokes. I mean, we're getting to the warm season. They're in Kansas City. Kansas City barbecue, the jokes kind of just write themselves. I don't know, maybe it's the inner fat kid in me that's thinking that. But before we get into that, folks, first things first, I do want to say thank you to everyone who has taken the time to check out Vicious Chats, the spin-off series of Vicious Rants. It's bi-week. For those that don't know, it's a bi-weekly talk show segment where I get to sit down and I chat it up with a couple different interesting people. So far, I've had a good buddy of mine, Bingus, who is doing his own show, Talks with Dorks. I have had contributor to the Main Event Network himself, the Great Brown Hope. I have had the Super Ref, Palmwater Dave. If you don't know who Dave is, folks, definitely need to check him out. All cool cats. I got more guests lined up down the road. And for those that are watching and are interested in wanting to come on and share their story on Vicious Chats, by all means, feel free to hit me up either on here or my Twitter at Tim Vicious. You know, I'm not one to say no. You know, I love stories. I love a good story. I love sharing stories. So hit me up. So with that said, Raw was in Kansas City, Missouri. But before we do, we're going to switch gears and talk about last week via the SmackDown Rewind. And before we talk about the SmackDown Rewind, I do want to address first and foremost, it was, yes, this is draft week. Friday they did the draft, they did the draft tonight. I'm not going to go over all the names that were on the draft. I will say the big shocker ones, and by that I'm talking about NXT call-ups. Carmelo Hayes, Ilya Dragunov, Lyra Valkyra, Dijak. There are other ones that were mentioned. It's when I put myself on the spot to try and think of it, I wind up drawing a blank. Blair Davenport was another one. Kiana James is another. Honestly, and I say this with the best of intentions, I honest to goodness hope for absolutely nothing but the absolute best for all of them, because going from NXT to the main roster, that is something a lot of people do wish for and a lot of people do hope for. And not everyone gets to get it, unfortunately. But the ones that do get the call up, yeah, again, I hope for nothing but the best. So, with that said, let's talk about the big highlights the big highlights from SmackDown. It started out, they had the contract signing for Cody and AJ. AJ went on talking about on how, you know, I worked with your dad, we toured up and down, he gave me a lot of knowledge, this, that, and the other. And I know a lot of people are getting annoyed and bothered with the idea of, okay, we get it, Cody's Dusty's son, why is everyone got to constantly bring up, I know your dad, you know, Dusty this, Dusty that. Okay, dude, when your dad is one of the biggest names in the history of not just this company or that company, but in the history of the business, yeah, people are going to name drop. I hate to break it to you, you know? It's no different than if you're the son of a famous politician. Unfortunately, You can't have the name Kennedy without somebody bringing up JFK. You know, you can't be, it is what it is. So, Cody, he stuck to his guns though, and I'm paraphrasing this, Rewind, mind you. He basically summed it up saying, listen, I'm going to stick to my guns and I'm telling you like it is. If you're going to shoot for the king, you best not miss. And AJ just looking, I ain't going to miss. And then Cody and Hunter, they did the first round picks. And then there was the NXT surprise of calling out Carmelo Hayes for the draft. And then Hayes made a surprise appearance saying, Cody, for my first, I'm shooting my shot and I'm calling you out. I want to match with you tonight. Non-title. It's a non-title, mind you. But we'll get into that match when the time comes to it. We had Rey and Dragon Lee going against Angel and Humberto, which, honestly, I cannot argue on because I saw this match live when they were here last week in Erie. And good God almighty, was it good. I loved it. The match was just as good live on TV as it was, live on TV. It was just as good seeing it live in action as it was live on TV. I liked it. Rey and Dragon Lee, they got the win, obviously. After the match, Santos Font up coming out saying, whoa, Rey, I am many things, but I am not a liar. Now, I went and I pulled a lot of strings, but I got the security camera footage that shows I was not the one that assaulted Dragon Lee before our WrestleMania match. So then they go to the Titantron, they roll that beautiful footage, and lo and behold, what do we see? We see Carlito beating the ever-loving hell out of Dragon Lee, and then Carlito's just got this look of, his hand caught in a cookie jar look of, uh-oh. So, what's he do? Throws a quick shot at Dragon Lee, then boom, pops him with a backstabber, and then gets the hell out of Dodge. So this Friday coming up, we're going to be getting the Why Carlito, Why? Segments. So, yeah. Then we have Bron Breakker going against Cedric Alexander, and folks, this was a squash match, but I kid you not, if you blinked, or if you went to go get a bag of chips or something, you missed it. Honestly, because honest to goodness, I missed it. I missed it because I went to go and get a Reese's. I went to go and get some Reese's out of my snack cabinet. It was like, wait, what? Thank the gods for the internet and for people putting it up on Twitter so fast. So yeah. But then we come to our main event match of the night on SmackDown. This wasn't the main event, I apologize. Wade. Next up was Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton for number one contender. Match was going good. Bayley was sitting ringside until out of nowhere, boom, Nia Jax, who got traded to SmackDown, did a surprise attack onto Bayley. Naomi sees it like, oh, hold up. I ain't standing for this. No. And then Nia, boom, pops Naomi. Ref throws the match out. No contest. Takes them both out and then gets out. And then afterwards, Tiffany sees it, lines up Bayley and Naomi together to go and hit the prettiest moonsault ever again on them both. And yeah, it's been made official. France, we're getting Bayley, Naomi, Tiffany, triple threat players. So now we come to main event match of the night with these for SmackDown. It was Cody Rhodes versus Carmelo Hayes. And good God almighty, this was good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'm not trying to do side-by-side comparisons, but watching this, it clicked in the head of seeing Edge going against Grayson Waller in that, you think you're tough, kid? Let's see if you can sink or swim. And it came off almost in that kind of a way. to at least to me, Cody got the win, but Cody won the match, but Hayes won the battle, so to say, because hey, Carmelo Hayes, for those that did not know who he was, now do and know just how damn good he is, and good God Almighty. Folks, I cannot express how excited I am to see Carmelo Hayes show the world what he can do on SmackDown. So with that said, now let's get into this week's show, Raw in Kansas City. Like I said, we're going to skip the draft announcements, but the show did start with the man, Becky Lynch, in the ring, talking about on how the draft is happening, new opportunities, so new competitors, and as the champion, her natural instinct is to hold on to that title as tightly as possible to make sure nobody gets it, but she wants to give opportunities. So she's willing to give a challenge to anyone that wants it. Excuse me. Out comes Liv Morgan saying, Becky, honey, let's face facts. If it wasn't for me hurting Rhea, you wouldn't have that title. And Becky just looks like, you know, you're right. You're right. If you didn't do that, I wouldn't be champ right now. But if I didn't do to you what I did, I wouldn't be champ. Or if I didn't do what I did to you, you wouldn't get the... You would have been champ. So, yeah. Then Nia comes out saying, whoa, this is going to be my last night on Raw before I go to SmackDown. I'm damn well making sure I'm taking somebody out in the process. So give me someone to fight. And then Liv goes and steps up and says, I'll fight you. So, yeah. So now we get to our first match of the night. Gunther versus Xavier Woods. And... ooh, doggy, Woods, he's leading up right up into the commercial break. And then, yeah, Gunther, he's leading the pace right after that where Woods quote-unquote hurts, if you're listening to this in audio, just on the podcast, you don't see the air quotes I'm throwing out. But Woods got his legs caught up, his one leg caught up in the rope, and he was doing, screaming for his life like the leg was getting ripped out of the socket. And then, yeah. Now Gunther just throwing them chops. And them chops, it was like... oh, I felt that in my soul. Yeah. But it... oof. Ow. Ow. I would not want to be on the receiving end of a Gunther chop. Ever. Ever. Yeah. But once Woods showed that leg was hurt, that was like blood in the water in a pool full of sharks, and Gunther just started working on it, something fierce. Had a one-legged crab in at one point. Kofi, who was ringside, had the towel ready to go and throw it in. Woods... don't! No! 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 I can win! I can still fight! Kofi, alright man, alright, that's your call, that's your call. And he lets it go. And then Gunther, he switches it into an STF, goes, hooks it in, Woods holds out, no! For like a good... Felt like a good 30 to 40 seconds, was in reality maybe anywhere between 5 to 15, but tap, 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 I give. Taps out. That's the kind of give up for a submission that I like to see, personally. I don't like seeing the second the move's locked in, ow, I give. No, try and hold and fight it for a few seconds. That's just me, though. Next up, we got Bronson Reed going against Sami Zayn. And, man, this was good. Sammy, he was leading at the start, and fighting from the ground up with Reed. Reed just powering, being the big, beefy guy that he is. Match ends in a DQ when Sammy, he winds up hitting a haluva kick onto Bronson Reed. And just as it looks like he's about to lean down to go for the pin, Gable shows up out of nowhere, grabs him by the waist, and then boom! German suplex, pops in an ankle lock, and scissors the damn leg. I'm sorry, but that's a pet peeve of mine. If you're going to do an ankle lock submission, why would you not scissor the leg? Put all of your body weight onto that leg. Force your opponent to have to fight and drag all of your weight and all of your body mass over to try and reach the rope. Because guess what? If they can't pull, you're anywhere between 100 plus to over 200 plus pound body frame with them to get the rope, then they're going to give up. But that's just me. Anyways, Gable had that in for a minute or two, and then Reed, boom, hit the tsunami. Then Reed wound up attacking Gable as well. I could see a triple threat happening for this, but personally, I'd like to see Sammy versus Gable at Backlash for this alone. Next up, we had Candice LeRae going against Maxine Dupri. And Maxine, she was leading and she was looking fierce. And I'm not talking in the ooh-la-la attractive kind of way, which I know could be surprising for folks, given that this is me we're talking about here. But I'm saying she looked fierce, like, good God, she actually looks, she's been putting in the work. Damn, you go, girl. I will say this, though. Folks, not a surprise. Yes, I do read kayfabe news, and it has been shown, thanks to kayfabe, that when a wrestler removes the straps from their singlet, they instantly get a boost in strength. Now, Maxine, she was wearing she had a woman's singlet on, removed the straps, and then, which greatly explains her increase in strength. So, did that, then did the reverse caterpillar, which I did not know until I heard an interview she did, is less strain on your core as opposed to doing it front ways. But she went to go do that, and then next thing you know, Indy winds up, Indy Hartwell, who was outside, attacks Ivy Nile, who was also out there. Distracts Maxine, and then she turns around. Candice, boom, pops the super kick and then hits this face plant move that's called the Wicked Stepmother for the 1-2-3. So your winner, Candice LeRae. And this is your reminder, Candice LeRae is tougher than you. Now we got Liv Morgan versus Nia Jax. And these Liv, she was firing quick shots to try and take Nia down quick, but did not work for long. Nia, she wound up bleeding in a post-commercial break. Devastating, being very much so as the namesake, being an irresistible force and an annihilator. Now, Tiffany Stratton, she was behind this barricade watching. And as this was going on, Naomi, boom, throws a shot at Tiffany because of what happened last week. And then them two start scuffling and going at it. And then next thing you know, Naomi sees, like, oh, no, you two are not fighting in the middle of my match. Boom. Pops Naomi, takes her down, and Tiffany was already down. Next thing you know, Liv capitalizes on it, hits a code breaker, which then, makes Nia lean up against the ropes, which then Liv uses, boom, hits the Oblivion for 1-2-3, so your winner, Liv Morgan. Next up, we got R-Truth and The Miz going against the Alpha Academy of Otis and Akira Tozawa. And match actually started during the commercial break, but Truth and Miz were pretty much leading 99.999% of the match. It was, trying to say, I say this in the most nicest way possible, and I know if this gets butchered or taken the wrong way, I'm sorry, but it's not meant to. It was the Let Me Up match. This is the match before the main event, so yeah, it was the Let Me Up match to decompress, enjoy, get ready for the emotional roller coaster that's going to follow from the main event. Truth and Miz got the win doing the skull crushing lie detector for the 1-2-3. They did that onto Tozawa. So yeah, now we come to main event of the night. We got trios tag match. Jey Uso, Ricochet, and Andrade going against the Judgment Day of Damian Priest, JD McDonagh, and Finn Balor. Now, it should be noted, earlier in the show, the walking douche nozzle himself, Logan Paul, wound up doing a segment on the draft, which did have Patrick Mahomes, who gave Logan Paul a set of rings. He wanted to go throw a punch at Jey Uso. Jey ducked, and the punch actually went on to JD. So if you go back and watch this match, excuse me, and just watch this match alone as a standalone, not seeing anything else from Raw, and see a side of JD's face looking all purple and nasty and ugly looking, that is why. So baby faces, they were leading right up into the commercial break. Post-break, the heels, they were the break, with Ricochet being the punching bag. He was the punching bag, like I said. Jey got the hot tag in, cleaned house. Now, it's not to say Andrade was just there as a bench warmer, no. Because he did get action in, and he did get to perform. You know, but that's not where the main story was. And not only that, they're hyping up the fact that Andrade's moving to SmackDown. So, yeah, back to Jey. He winds up getting a hot tag, cleaning up house. Match comes to an end when Jey does the Uso splash on the JD for the 1-2-3. Ding, ding, ding. Your winners. And the show ends with Jey doing a stare down with Damian Priest, with Priest holding the title up. What? This is my championship. This is my title. You ain't getting this from me, boy. So, yeah. So, that is it for this week's show. Folks, if you watch this on YouTube, please like the video, subscribe to the channel, go back, watch some of the other episodes when you can. Leave any interesting complaints, thoughts, questions, comments, grunts, groans down below in the comments section. If you're listening to this on the RSS feed on Spotify, please give the show a 5-star review if you feel we've earned it. Follow the channel. The Q&A section for the episode, tell me what you did and did not like on it. I'm open to criticism. I'm not, contrary to popular belief, and unlike most content makers out there, folks, I actually will listen to constructive criticism. If you tell me what you like, what you do not like, audio issues, light issues, people I am talking to on the chats, people you want me to talk to on the chats, I will listen and I will work my ass off to the best of my abilities to improve it for you. I can't get better unless I know what the people want. So I'm asking you, the people, to tell me what you want. Now with that said, thank you for everyone that's taken the time to watch and listen to this show. Thank you to contributor of the show, LFC Lingerie Fighting Championship. You're a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of MMA, and a whole lot of attractive women wearing a little bit of nothing. Thank you. Also, check out whatamaneuver.net for some Vicious Rants apparel if you're watching the video. You see I'm wearing a Vicious Rants tank. Perfect for summer weather. We also have unisex shirts, women's tanks, toddler tees, baby onesies, long sleeves. And folks, don't forget to check out these cool ass cats on that Twitter, DSB_Ivy, main event_net, the Main Event Wrestling Network account, Sergeant Curry Pants, 3 Count Thursday, D Dryer, 1986. I'm also on the Twitter at Tim Vicious. And folks, excuse me. Like I always tell you, if you love me, great. If you hate me, well, fuck you.